Former President George H.W. Bush turned 90 years old yesterday, and I think it's fair to say that he celebrated in a way that most 90-year-olds do not, by skydiving near his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine. The 41st president's legacy is also being celebrated with the new documentary 41 on 41. The film dives into the president's personal life and political life with 41 people who know him best, his children and grandchildren, former aides, columnists, and other former presidents. The film airs this Sunday on CNN, and here to tell us more is the executive producer, who is none other than our own Mary Kate Carey. She is a former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush, and she joins us often to talk about politics and the power of words. Welcome back, Mary Kate. Thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
This was your idea.
Yes, it was. I lost my father when I was in my early 20s, and shortly after that, I became a speechwriter for George Bush, and I started picking up stories from him and lessons from him, a lot of which are in this film, and I wanted to figure out a way to get those stories to other young people and learn all the things about his good humor and his character and his integrity. And as I got older and worked for him longer, I realized there were a lot of people with great stories like mine. I thought there must be some way to sort of magnify the narrative, as they say, and tell it in a way that was bigger than just me.
The film does two things. It talks a lot about who he is as a person, and it does talk a lot about his political style. So I just want to start with the politics, and I just want to play a clip from his early political life as a congressman in Texas. He voted in support of the 1968 Fair Housing Act at a time when a lot of people in his district did not necessarily cotton to this. And I just want to play a short clip from Susan Baker. She is the wife of course, James Baker, one of the president's oldest friends and closest political allies. He was a former Secretary of State, former Secretary of the Treasury. And this is Susan Baker talking about the issue. Here it is.
George Bush got a lot of flack from his district. There was still a lot of bigotry and a lot of discrimination in Texas and the South, because people wanted to be able to exclude people from neighborhoods if they were not of their same race or their same creed. And this law was going to abolish that and make that illegal. And he just said, I'm going to support it regardless of the fallout.
Susan Baker also goes on to make the point that he did lose donors and he did lose some support because of that. Why did you want to include this story?
I liked it because we heard the story from so many people in different interviews. Roger Ailes knew about it. Bill Clinton remembers being in Arkansas and noticing a young freshman congressman from Texas who voted in favor of the open housing law. Mrs. Baker was there in Texas and saw it on the ground, saw the donors pull out. We were able to have parallel stories that kept going later in the documentary where he did the same thing, whether it was the 1990 budget deal or the not dancing on the Berlin Wall when it fell. He was always choosing to do what he thought was right rather than what was politically popular.
One of the points that people make over and over again, he's a really nice person. You know, it's just not a quality that people associate with political leaders. And you interview people who are White House butlers, the Secret Service agents who protected him, fishing buddies and people like that. But I think one of the more touching stories is one that's told by his grandson, Pierce, who had crashed his boat. And anybody knows, the president knows, that he really loves that boat. And not just that, on the same weekend, he took his grandmother's car, Mrs. Bush's car, without her permission. And she did not appreciate that and made her thoughts known. He was in his early 20s at the time, but he was so upset that he was crying. And so he said that he went to his room, and there he found a note from his grandfather. And here's that clip.
Pierce, I remember days when I felt I could do nothing right. But then the sun would come up, and a bright day would embrace me. Do not worry about the boat or car incidents. You are a good man who got a bad bounce, but all is well. Believe me, I hate to see you worrying and down. You brighten my life, so forget yesterday and today's little, and he underlined little, incidents. You the man, and I love you. Gammy does too, Gampy.
He still seems like he wants to cry.
Yeah, he was close. He was close.
And he's reading the note. He had it in his pocket. Yeah. I mean, he talks about how he has kept that note. You have a whole sequence in the film about those notes. The man seemed like he was writing notes all day long.
In the midst of pandemonium, he would sit down and dash off notes to people. We could have made an entire documentary of nothing but people reading us just like this, pulling them out of their pockets, notes from George Bush. David McCullough, the great historian, we interviewed him, and he said, if you want to take the measure of George Bush, look at the notes he has written people, and that will tell you the story of his life. When Barack Obama talked to us, he said, George Bush has this reputation, like you were saying, Michelle, for being such a nice guy. And the notion is, how did a nice guy get to be president of the United States?
One of the points, though, that you make in the piece is that that desire to use kind of personal kindness was not just for his family, but was also a tool of diplomacy. Now, you know, some people feel like that's not the way it's done. Right? That's just, some people think that's naive. Like, well, what do you mean, like, your personal friendships are so relevant, you know? So who cares? I just wanted to ask what you came away with after having reported this piece. I mean, what do you think?
Bob Gates told us that by the time he came into office, he had an international web of people all over the world who had become his friends through things like you're saying, these sort of, hey, how's the weather today sort of phone calls. And yet when the chips were down, they were always going to do what was in their national best interest, but they were willing to sign on to, say, the coalition in the first Persian Gulf War because they knew George Bush and they trusted him, and they were doing things out of friendship for him if it aligned with their national best interest. And I think that's what we are not seeing right now. Just the other day, the European Parliament contacted me to see if there was something we could do together with this, to show this in Europe for the countries to work together within the EU. I was very touched by that. I, you know, that's the kind of thing people can learn from George Bush, I think, is his ability to use personal diplomacy to affect a greater outcome for peace in the world.
Well, this film very much has a point of view. I mean, the fact is you are a former speechwriter for President Bush. He's somebody who is clearly very dear to you. Tell us what it is you're trying to accomplish with this film, in addition to showing the president and his family how much you appreciate him, of course.
I'm trying to get across that it's not quaint or naive to treat people decently, to behave with integrity, to have good humor as you go through life. That's the way forward in Washington for the next generation. And to have people who are committed to public service like he was and to treating all people, whether they're the White House butler or the Queen of England, the same, that's the way forward in Washington. And I think that's the kind of future that young people deserve rather than what we've got going on right now where, you know, nobody's talking to each other.
Mary Kate Carey was a speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush, Bush 41. She is the executive producer of the new film 41 on 41. It's about his life and legacy. The film airs this Sunday on CNN. Thank you, Mary Kate Carey. I know that you're up in Kennebunkport helping the president celebrate his 90th birthday. So
yes.
I hope you'll convey our best wishes to him.
I would be happy to do that. He's doing great. So thank you.